Hare Krishna. We can't survive for long on second-hand faith. Second-hand faith means that when someone tells us to do something and because we have faith in that person, we do that thing. So such is the normal way in which we develop faith in any walk of life. When children are growing up, their parents tell them to do some things and the children do it. But if the children do something, the children study simply because their parents are telling them to, the children may not be able to do that for very long, especially when they encounter other children who are irresponsible, who are not studying, who are going around here and there. So in such a situation, they will be misdirected. So they will lose their inclination to study if the only impetus for study is coming from others, from outside of themselves. And the same principle applies in our spiritual life. In our spiritual life, we gain faith by hearing from others, from our spiritual master, from our spiritual mentors, from other spiritual guides. And naturally, their association, their inspiration, their conviction, their instruction, all these are very important for us. But at the same time, we live today in a multicultural world where we will encounter different belief systems. And often, our beliefs will be challenged and criticized and maybe even apparently to us countered by other thought systems. And if we are practicing our spiritual life based simply on faith that we have got from others, that then we will not be able to continue for very long. We need to internalize what we are learning from others. Yes, we need the association of others. Our spiritual guides are more advanced than us. And their faith, their words are important for us. At the same time, the tradition of spiritual teachers and spiritual seekers is a living tradition. That means the spiritual teachers don't forever stay teachers, and their goal is to make their students also into teachers. And that means the students need to internalize what they are learning. So we have to analyze what we are told, understand how it is right, understand what how other thought systems are deficient, and understand therefore why it is most intelligent and most prudent to practice the path of devotion that we are practicing. So rather than continuing on second-hand faith, we need to make our faith first-hand. That means we need to internalize that faith. Krishna himself, he speaks the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and at the end of the full Bhagavad Gita, he doesn't ask Arjuna simply to follow him on faith. Yes, faith is required. But Krishna tells Arjuna to deliberate, and after deliberating, to decide what is to be done. In 18.63, he says that Vimrishaitad asheshena yathechati tathakuro. He says Vimrishaitad asheshena. Deliberate deeply, and then yatha ichchasi tathakuro. As you may desire, as you desire, you can do accordingly. So Krishna is asking for deliberation, for deep thinking. Does this mean that Krishna wants Arjuna to do whatever he wants to do? Krishna actually wants Arjuna to do the right thing. And at the end, later he asks Arjuna in 18.72 whether Arjuna has understood properly or not. That kachideta chrutam partha tayekagrena chetasa kachidagyana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. So he asks Arjuna, have you understood? Has your ignorance and illusion been dispelled? This means that Krishna is concerned that Arjuna gain the right understanding, and the Acharya has explained that if Arjuna has not yet understood, Krishna is ready to repeat so that Arjuna understands. But the point is, Krishna wants Arjuna to himself understand and accept, not that Krishna doesn't want Arjuna to follow blindly. Similarly, when we are following the path of bhakti, we gain our faith from the faith of others, but it shouldn't just Our faith shouldn't be based simply on the faith of others. Our faith should also be internalized by analyzing, by understanding, by realizing what we have heard from others. Thank you. Hare Krishna.